Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining us this evening. This is Allison. I hope you're all having a great evening. I'm really happy to report that our co-host, our monthly co-host, Ellen Dodge, is back with us tonight. She's kind of been under the weather with her spring allergies, so we're just glad that she felt better and is able to join us. And we actually got some really great news to share with you about Ellen and a really wonderful book. I don't know if I really have to introduce her to you, but if you haven't heard of her, she's a very respected numerologist, author, columnist, lecturer, and she's been a teacher for more than 25 years. Ellen has written no less than 5 fantastic books on the subject of numerology. She's just a wonderful, fun, exciting guest, and I'm always delighted to spend the evening with her. Ellen, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, and you made her sound so good, I'd like to beat her. Thank you for that wonderful intro. Yeah, I'm really excited tonight because one of my books is coming out, so we have something new to talk about.
That's right. Now, let me tell the audience, the listening audience, just a little bit about this book. Ellen's book, From Ace to Zuma. What a name. Love it. Love it. And this book is about the compatibility of pets, people, and breed names as described by numerology. And it's a dictionary of numerological, say that word for me,
numerological.
Thank you. Well, I can tell my menopause is kicking in. My brain doesn't work. Anyhow, base names to help you match your personality to your cat or dog's personality, to find the best name to suit your pet's breed, to understand your pet better, and to determine your compatibility with your pet. Ellen, what fun. Was this a fun book?
Yeah, I know. It's a
Did you know your name and date of birth speak volumes about you as a person and as a spiritual being? Well, your personal numerology can shine a light on your life's purpose, your true potential, and give you insight about your soul's journey in this lifetime. Join Allison Bachman, host of Visible by Numbers, Monday nights at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on BBS Radio, as she unlocks the secrets of how to live a happier, healthier, and more purposeful life by using numerology as a guide. You'll be inspired by Allison's passion, her amazing on-air readings, insightful topics, and guests. You don't want to miss Allison's show Monday nights on BBS. Visit Allison at www.visiblebynumbers.com for more information. Be well.
Okay, so we're back. So, Ellen, all right, let's talk about
this. Well, I guess we paid the bills, Allison, didn't we, with that commercial? And
well,
that's a good thing.
It's a really nice commercial. I'm always glad to have it aired, so I'm good with it. Listen, Ellen, one thing that I got to say right off the bat is when I was reading the beginning of this book and you had this story about a visit from angels, maybe, and this is the story of Fred and Sam. And I'm sorry, Ellen, I'm going to make you tell everyone this beautiful, beautiful story. Do you mind?
No, not at all. The book was actually written because of this unusual incident. And in fact, it was featured in a couple of newspapers. It is a little different. And every time I tell it, if I start to sniffle, you got to bear with me, okay? Quite frankly, I still think it was a visit from angels. If it wasn't angels, I don't know. Maybe my great-grandmother. However, when I woke up one morning, one Sunday morning, to get my newspaper and bent down, there was a little Yorkshire Terrier puppy face looking up at me. And I thought, and since I had a Yorkie inside the house, I thought, when I saw the face looking up at me, I thought, uh-oh, my dog Fred slipped out, you know, and he'd come to the front of the house. But then I realized that this little face that was looking up at me was a little tiny Yorkie face. My Yorkie was like 7 pounds, and this little teeny thing was like 3 pounds. So I realized I had, you know, a visitor. And so I scooped him up, and I kind of calmed his shivers, and I figured, well, this wonderful little creature has to belong to somebody. So I ran from I live in a cul-de-sac area, you know, with clusters of mailboxes, and there I am running, you know, from mailbox, 6 in the morning, running from mailbox cluster to mailbox cluster looking for a sign, you know, of lost dog or something, which I thought I remembered seeing somewhere. Anyway, I found it. I found the sign that said, little boy lost Yorkie. So there was a phone number. I called it. Finally got hold of the mother, and I got to, you know, connect with her. It seemed she was right. She said she was right down the street, although I never remembered ever seeing her before. And she explained that she was going to, if I, you know, take the Yorkie to the pound, because he couldn't be housebroken, and her live-in boyfriend kept kicking the dog out the door every time he opened the door because the dog was having difficulty being housebroken. Yorkies are notorious for not liking to be housebroken. Anyway, so I just said, well, you know, this is a dog with real attitude, but, you know, I could deal with this if they're going to take him to the pound. And within minutes, she ran back to wherever she came from, which was supposed to be 2 houses down, and brought his AKC papers, his food, his bed, his travel box, and her gratitude. And now I turned around, and I am now a 2 Yorkie household. And that would be enough of a story. It's like a miracle, you know, to get a wonderful little dog. But the littlest Yorkie turned out to be named Semi-Sweet. He was called Sam. And after a few days, you know, naturally I thought I should take him for a physical. And I thought, well, I'll take my Yorkie, Fred, in for a physical, too, because he'd been drinking too much water. And I thought, gee, this, you know, I didn't know what it was, but I thought, should bring him in. Anyway, so when I got to the vet, it turned out that Fred's drinking too much water was late-in-life diabetes after the test came in. And the new Yorkie, Sammy, was pronounced totally healthy and wonderful. So what happened was, although it's not in the book, after about a week and a half, my first dog, Freddie, went blind overnight, which is a very unusual, but it does happen, situation with late-in-life diabetes with dogs. And in another week or less than a week, he passed on. And so I figured, you know, this unusual kind of situation where you walk out on a Sunday morning in the darkness and find a little Yorkie and then your Yorkie dies, you know, 2 weeks later, my dog was 10 and a half, it was indeed a visit from angels, or certainly a serendipitous situation, or gosh, Allison, I don't know, because the little Yorkie learned social graces from my Fred in the 2 weeks before he passed on. And this nutsy dog that I got turned out to go out the doggy door and didn't run out the front door when it's opened. And he turned out to be, you know, highly intelligent. Of course, Yorkies are highly intelligent. Highly intelligent, wonderful companion. But I wonder, you know, were there predestinating angels? I mean, intending to replace my sick Fred?
What do you think, baby? I loved that story. It really touched my heart, and it just made the book all the more interesting to read.
I'm sorry again. You know, Allison, I have never seen the people who dropped the dog off since.
Isn't that amazing? That is amazing.
No, yeah, I think so. They dropped from somewhere. Aliens from another planet, maybe. Anyway,
yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry I interrupted, but it is astonishing.
I just think that's what they say. Angels appear and then they disappear. So I love it. I love it. And it's a beautiful inspiration for the book. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what this book is going to do for someone if they want to investigate it, because it's so much fun. I mean, you know what else? I got to tell you something about serendipitous, because in this book, you take the names, like you'll take the number one name or the number two name or whatever, and you take only 10 names, and you actually take that name and you do the total definition of it. And so there isn't that many names in the book that are actually totally defined, and I was amazed that both my dogs, Gus and Pepper, are both defined in your book. I mean, you actually...
Oh, that's unusual. Wow,
is that
I'm
not
happy
unusual?
To hear that. Well, yeah. It's good. Yeah, I guess it's just meant to be. But actually, this is a 259-page book.
Oh, it's a big
and
book.
And includes a dictionary of names. You know, that's
right.
The bulk of the book. You don't have to do any work to find out, you know, what a name means and to be able to compare it to yourself, your own name, and
right.
to compare it to its breed. And if it's a mixed breed, we have a how to do it section so you can, you know,
right.
figure out how to do it. But this book was supposed to be a 400-page book. So, I mean, I just got lucky, and I just must have been a clairvoyant, clair something kind of a thing where I put your pets' names in the book. I do feel wonderful now.
Yeah,
pardon
we
me?
Were going to be talking about it. My dog's names would be in the book, and you must have known this in advance. So
yeah, the
very
book
nice
was written 5 years. Allison, the book was written in 2002. I don't think
I
so. They're reissuing it now. It's got a re-release date of March 30th, 2007.
Right.
The book apparently has attracted some attention, which is kind of nice for me. But for anybody listening, I think, what is the book? What can the book do for you, or what kind of insight or information are you going to get? I would say, first of all, it lets you know, if you want to live with a pet that's pretty much like you, or you want to live with a pet that's different than you, you have choice, dog or cat. This book covers dogs and cats. It doesn't cover zebras or snakes or any, you know, kind of other kinds of animals, really, unless you name your zebra or snake Sam, Fred, or Pepper, you know. You understand your pet better. You can determine beforehand your compatibility with your pet if you wish to. Therefore, it gives you more choice in life. It also gives you the toys that they will like to play with, the color of the collar that they should wear to attract a more natural life for themselves. The book describes, their personality challenges where they, you know, the dog would say, the devil made me do it. I call it quirks of character. And perhaps, and also it gives the energy level of the animal. And then there's a section that describes all of the numbers 1 through 9 and gives deep detail about if you're going to do it yourself. Let's say you have a name that is not in the book for your pet. You have a section in the book that tells you exactly how to get, you know, how to do it and how to figure the number and how to get the information on what the number means. Now,
right.
if I were to give you an idea, let's say you've got a number 6 name, like I always name my pets with number 6 names. Fred and Sam are both number 6s. And I do that because, I want my pet to love relationship and love family and want to be a protector. And that's what the number 6 name will be. That tells what their personality is. So the description of, let's say, a number 6 in general is if the dog was speaking or the cat was speaking, it would say, I'll step in and assume responsibility. You make me comfortable and love me. Of course I'll follow you into the shower. I'll follow you everywhere. There's no place like home. And that's what the number 6 with the socially active, understanding parental personality has. So you can understand from the book the personality of the animal in many, many – lots and lots of descriptions about traits, primary traits, secondary traits, just direct information. And,
right.
of course, best collar and accessory, the planetary association for the name if somebody's interested. Of course, the energy level of the dog or cat, because we want to know whether some dogs, even though they're small, Allison, if you have a little, you know, chihuahua, it can still be a dog that needs outdoor exercise. You know what I mean? It may have that energy.
Yeah.
We need to know
right.
that about the name.
Right.
Also, compatibility. Everybody wants to know, will my pet get along with my children and other pets?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this book covers as well.
Right.
So, you know, plus there's a section that kind of tells you what the animal is thinking. It's like you're the psychic
right.
and you're looking into your pet's mind.
Right. Well, I just wanted to say that I was fascinated and went right to what it said about Gus. And, of course, he's handsome. He's dominant. He appears to be strong, willful, energetic, rude, athletic, and down to earth. Well, I have to say about the athletic part, the first time that I put him behind a 4.5-foot fence, he jumped over it, and I remember being stunned by how he was able to jump. Now, it also says that he's very
Excuse me, may I ask, these are spaniels?
No, so he's an Australian people. Cattle dog. He's an Australian,
cattle dog. Okay. I'm always interested in the breed as well, or if it's a mixed breed. Allison, that's very interesting, the strength, you know. Thank you. Thank you for sharing.
And he's also a one-human home. That is so true about Gus on the day-by-day of wanting, because I believe that his expression would be a two. And as far as the one human home, I mean, I really have to say that Gus is a one-on-one sort of a dog. He doesn't really like a lot of children. As a matter of fact, when my stepson comes in, Gus has a cow. He barks at him and growls at him and tells him to get out. You know, I'm the only child in this home, and he doesn't want anybody else in the home. So it's really kind of funny how that really applied to him. Mm-hmm. And I was very much, and it, when it said about being the bottom line, being very talkative. Well, Gus, when you have to correct him on something, he will sit there and he will just continue to carry on a conversation in a growling sort of a rah, 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 rah. He doesn't shut up. Mm-hmm. And so he always tries to get the last word in, and he's very verbal. And I always have to explain to people that Gus is a very verbal dog, that he, you know, some dogs are quiet, not Gus. He'll tell you right off. And mm-hmm. Pepper, I thought it was just adorable, the description of her, because, you know, Pepper really needs to have routines and disciplines. And this is exactly what you said in the book, and that's what I discovered about her when I did her numerology, because I couldn't figure her out. And she absolutely needs to have, you know, everything just so in the house. She doesn't like people coming in and out of the house. She doesn't like company. She doesn't like car rides. She doesn't, you know, she just likes her dinner when it's supposed to be given to her. She likes her naps when she's supposed to take them. This dog has more routines than anybody I've ever seen. So, you know, it was really not only fun to read, but it was very insightful on both my dogs. I really enjoyed that.
Well, I just found an insight as to why both your dog names are in the book, because they're both part of 15 of the top ASPC. It's actually Pepper is number 15 in the ASPCA top 30 animal names.
Well,
so I have all the top animal names in.
Well, I didn't really name them. I just, when we got Gus, we tried to name him Buddy. And he would not answer to it. So we eventually ran into the people that had him before us. He actually was at the SBCA, and we adopted him. And then we found out his name was Gus. And as soon as we started calling him Gus, he looked at us like, well, it's about time. And
mm-hmm.
Pepper, we also, she was named before we got her. She answered to Pepper, and I didn't want to change their names. I just left them be and let them have their names. Otherwise,
mm-hmm.
I probably would have... picked a different.
Well, as you guys, most people, listeners can probably gather that from Ace to Zumo is the dictionary. The first dog or cat name is Ace, and the last one is Zumo in the dictionary.
Right.
So that's where the name of the book came from.
Right.
And, you know, I think it's a very good thing to have an insight, you know, into your pet. Sometimes we run into difficulty housebreaking. We run into difficulty with, you know, pets running out the door, or the different
mm-hmm.
things that, or the oversexed love life pets that go find themselves a lover in the night and come home in the morning. You know, we can trace. We can tell who they are too.
Right, right. Well, we're going to
go
through maybe just a little bit here about what each number would mean as far as the animal goes. I mean, not necessarily going, just like talk a little bit about an animal that would have a day-by-day one number and two and so forth. But before we do that, what I'd like to do is hand out the call-in numbers, and then if anybody's out there and they've got a pet and they'd like Ellen to take a look at the name and tell you what you got, hey, you're more than welcome to call in, or even if you just want a regular reading or have a question about numerology, after all, who better to ask than Ellen Dodge herself? Let me give you the call-in numbers. We have toll-free in the USA, 1-877-876-5227. You can call toll-free from Canada at 1-888-810-8322. And, of course, you can call direct from California at 530-876-3222. That's if you've got a question about your pet, you want Ellen to take a look at the name. Maybe you want a reading just having to do with your name or your numerology or any numerology questions, feel free to call in. And in the meantime, Ellen, I think maybe starting with a number one, or let's say the day by day.
Well, let's say.
What would a one dog be like?
Well, he would say, leave it to me. I'll do it my way. Me first.
Huh.
Me first. Don't come near me till I'm finished eating. That's the type of pet with an alpha personality. They don't like routines and schedules, you know, and they refer everything to themselves. It's a typical, you know, meaning of the number one. So day by day, the number one is determined, it's inventive, it's strong-willed, and it's inner-directed. And a good thing about knowing you have a number one named pet is that they are comfortable being alone. For people who go to business, it's a good thing to know.
We heard a beep, so I think we have a caller. Who's calling?
Hi, my name is Dee.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Very good. What can we do for you this evening?
I wanted to see about getting a little reading on my dog. Her name is Nika.
You want to spell it for Ellen?
Sure. It's N-I-K-K-A.
Okay. Well, the first thing we'll tell you is that Nika can be pretty independent inside herself, her point of view. She can handle surprises sometimes. I would think that, let's see, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Well, this is a pretty, the more I look at this name, the more independence I see, and the more need for companionship and having a lovely one-to-one companionship, but also a very independent thinking animal, creature, I would say. Anybody with the name of D, I mean, you can be pretty unconventional and open to new things, and I think your pet can deal with that.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
I mean, did you fall off the chair?
No. Is she an alpha dog?
I'm sorry?
Is she an alpha dog?
I'm not sure. What does that mean?
The dog that takes the lead. Dominant kind of dog. Well, if she's with other dogs.
Okay, she's not with other dogs. She's only with me. It's just me and her by
herself. Well, does she try and walk in front of you all the time if you take her on the lead?
Oh,
well,
yeah.
That's an alpha dog. She's trying to take you over.
Oh, okay.
Well, a dog is supposed to be real.
Okay.
Pardon me?
She probably has taken the lead with me.
Yeah, well, that sounds like, I mean, that is what her name would indicate, Dee, that she's a leader dog. She'll take control of other animals, you know?
Okay.
And as far as she's concerned, you know, she licks you. She thinks she's cleaning you. She's taking care of you.
Yes.
Dee, can I ask you?
Yes.
Dee, I want to ask you, does she is she good when you leave her alone?
Very good.
Yeah, because she's very independent, right? Right, Ellen?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you see, the traits of a number one is self-reliance, and that if you go to business, she's comfortable being alone. They're proud, they're commanding, they're compelling, and they have she has a distinctive presence. She shows at times she wants to be boss. So if she barks or if she communicates, she will be assertive at times, really assertive.
Oh, yeah.
So this is a really, she's very mental. She wants action. Very distinctive dog. As I said, can be influential. She's unlikely to feel separation anxiety the way some other pets do. She's very alert, energetic, active, full of spirit. I think you've got a wonderful name for your pet.
Oh, thank you. Can
I
have a quick question? I just wanted to ask one quick question if I could.
Sure.
Does her name say any reason why she chases post trucks, you know, for the postman when the mailman comes by? Well, she takes off, and I've almost lost her a number of times because she just goes flying out after these trucks, and she's this little tiny dog. These are these big trucks, and it's even the FedEx truck or anything that's delivering anything. She's gone.
Well, you've got a very active, energetic dog. I mean, she's probably... Does she chase just the post truck? No other vehicles?
No, any kind of delivery trucks.
Okay, that's better. Because if she only...
She's going after them.
I mean, I would fall off the chair if she only chased post trucks. Okay? But she should... If she's going to chase post trucks, she should want to chase any other truck.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay? She's probably trying to get in front of it. She wants to be first.
Oh, okay. I wondered why.
I mean, this
that.
Is, yeah, she wants to take over something, Dee. And I have no idea, quite frankly, what experiences she may have had in childhood, other than I'm sure she was overly controlled as a puppy.
Yeah,
I can
see, I
tell that from
her
name.
I didn't get her till she was two. And that
okay,
was already
well,
her name.
Okay,
Dee was
well,
already
I'm,
her name.
I feel she was overly controlled when she was a pup, so okay. We don't know why she's got a, you know, a, whatever she's got with trucks, but you do have good companionship with your pet's name, with
okay.
your name.
Okay.
And she'll be very protective of you.
Great, great. We have a very close relationship. We're very close. I love this dog to death.
Well, good, good. Well, thank you for calling. We love
Thanks
the name.
Thanks very much for the reading, both of you. I enjoy
well,
your
okay.
very
okay.
much, Alice.
Thanks.
All righty.
Thank you.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so let's, Alan, let's just talk a little bit about dogs that would be like the two day by day, or maybe their name would vibrate to a two. What would that
well,
dog
be? Trying to give a quickie that doesn't go too quick to be understood. If I were a number two dog, I would mm-hmm. say, I'm vulnerable. You left mm-hmm. me alone. How can I trust you? I don't know you. Don't give me stress complications or grief. This is a very sensitive number. Mm-hmm. They're emotional, they're supportive, they're one-to-one responsive. They have cautious personalities. They want intimacy and personalization. It's as necessary to them as food. They want to be babied, spoiled, kept close at hand. They like mm-hmm. to play with little toys, and they notice little things that you do for them. They appreciate. And quite frankly, they try and be cooperative with other animals as well as humans. Mm-hmm. They prefer to be cooperative. They don't like noise and anger. So, you know, a number two name really pays attention to the little things, is obedient, peaceful, and unassuming. And yes, I did hear the beep.
Hi, we have another caller.
Hi, Allison. It's Terry. Hi, Ellen.
Hi. What can
I thought
we do
it,
for you?
Oh, I would love to hear about my guys, Prudence and Spencer.
Prudence. Oh, I love it. What classy names. My goodness gracious. I have no idea whether they're in From Ace to Zumo. I'm frantically going through the book to see if I, because they have such good names. So one
now,
is Prudence.
How do you spell Prudence?
Prudence, P-R-U.
How do you spell it, dear?
P-R-U-D-E-N-C-E.
Okay. So
and the other one is?
Spencer.
S-P- oh, yes. How could I have forgotten that incredible name? Spencer, like in Tracy. Tracy, you didn't name her Catherine.
It's a boy.
Oh, okay,
a
boy. Well, then you're
right. Prudence is a girl.
Okay. Well, Spencer and Prudence are not in the dictionary, in From Ace to Zumo, so I'll do them, you know, as I'm sitting here. Yeah. Oh, you want to do them? What?
Well, no. I was just going to tell you that Prudence is a five day-to-day or expression, and Spencer mm-hmm. is an eight. So just
okay. Okay. Well, Prudence, the number five is a number of people and dogs and cats that like adventure, that want to do something new every day. They get bored very easily. Okay? So this is the kind of, you know, animal, be it dog or cat, that's going to go visiting a girlfriend or boyfriend because they love sex. And they're all sorry about that. They're just like us. You know, they basically, I mean, Prudence, quite frankly, her point of view is pretty classy, but she's either oversexed or, you know, or walking around with her nose up in the air. Mm-hmm. But quite frankly, you have to watch a dog with a number five name because they usually do at one time or another run away. And it's maybe hard to train them to be, you know, conventionally trained. I mean, you usually have trouble. It could be housebreaking, or it could be they want, you know, just to be free. Because
she jumped through a window to.
Well, wait. When you see what's in the book, Terry.
Yes.
I'm reading from the book about your dog. She would say, "I'll jump in the pool to see how it feels. Mm-hmm. Show me. I'll mimic your actions." Do we have to do that again? And her favorite phrase is, "Don't fence me in."
Oh, that's so her.
That's her
perfect.
Speaking.
That's so perfect.
Well, what do you know? Maybe this stuff works, huh?
Would you have
named her that, Terry, if you knew what she was going to be like, if you had Frommé's de Zamore and you could have looked it up? Would you have chosen a pet with this type of personality?
Probably not.
That's what I figured.
Yeah, she's given us a run for our money, that's for sure. But she's a great
dog. You have a pet that thinks travel is broadening.
Well, she does enjoy her rides in the car.
Yeah, that would be another thing. Well, she wants change. You have to give her a lot of different toys because she gets bored easily. And you should change her patterns, change her food. You know, no, don't give her the same thing over and over and over again. She'll need variety.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Otherwise, she'll become rambunctious.
Right. Well, she's 13 now, so...
She's still rambunctious. A number five dog, it takes a long time to get old.
I know.
They're still children. They don't give it up. They don't.
No,
will never seem to be an old dog.
No, it's true. That's true.
Just like number five people, number five names for humans, the same thing.
Now, how does Sir Spencer look?
Oh, Spencer, yes, Spencer. Sure. I got so interested. You see, I have a number five destiny, so any poor creature with a number five name, I sympathize with, and their kindred spirits.
Yeah, I'll have to email you a picture of her, because she does sit very regally.
You can email it to my website. Love to have it.
Okay.
Now, Spencer has strengths. Spencer is more of a work dog. This is an animal that takes challenges. Smart, shrewd, probably will stay quiet and observe before it jumps anybody because he thinks, you know, it might be danger.
Mm-hmm.
The name Spencer is really quite different from the name Prudence. When you have a number eight name pet, they usually are protective, but protective through their strength and through their intelligence. I can't, even though the name Pookie, which sounds like a sissy name, is a number eight, it's still a very, very strong, you know, kind of a name. It would be comparable to your Spencer, even with a silly name like Pookie. But the number eight is a name that you didn't know what you were doing or you didn't choose it yourself, but it's a wonderful name for a dog because... Animals are protectors, and with your Spencer would say to you, I assume leadership and power, and I know when to draw the line. First I work and protect, and then I party. Elect me the leader, and we'll win. That's what your Spencer would say to you.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
That's exactly, yes. You can just hear him saying it. Pardon me?
I just was wondering if Spencer was the boss of Prudence.
No, Prudence is the boss, absolutely.
Yeah.
She's the
Prudence
alpha
the
female.
Boss.
Yeah, Prudence is the alpha female all the way. So she
Prudence makes Spencer crazy because Spencer likes to know what's happening and he wants to know what he sees is what he's going to get. And with Prudence, you just don't know. It's anything can happen.
That's right. I mean,
so it does. Yeah, it makes Spencer uncomfortable.
Yeah, she ignores him. Drives him nuts.
I've done that with some of my husbands.
Yeah,
anyway.
I know. Okay, thank you so much. I'll make room for another caller. It was so much fun.
Thank you for calling in.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, I was just laughing at that little joke you slipped in. Okay.
Well, isn't that how we handle things? I'm a five.
Right,
okay. Well, we were up to the number three.
Well, I just wanted to mention one thing about the twos that I saw in the book that I thought was interesting is that they're often mystical and very psychic because of the two energy. And these would be the animals that would know when storms are coming or some things along those lines, you think?
Good evening, Alice.
Ellen.
You're right. I'm glad you mentioned it.
Okay. I think we got another caller. Who's calling?
It's Jan. Hi, Allison. It's been a long time.
Hi, Jan. How are you?
Good. Paul and I are doing well.
Wonderful.
I actually, because you had taught us on the cruise, I actually just ran all of our numbers, and we have 2 6 animals, a cat and a dog, a 8 dog, a 7 dog, and a 3 dog.
Oh, my God, I don't want to live in your house. I hope you have a big yard or a farm or something. You've got a menagerie there, of course.
Oh, we love everyone.
What is the number 6, Jan, what's the number 6 cat's name?
Nosy.
Okay. All right, well, that tells me she's intelligent, and she is nosy because she's curious about everything.
She's
very sensitive. She has a very sensitive little creature, though, but she's very protective. I mean, this cat should bring home more little rats for you than anything because she's relationship conscious. She's family conscious.
The same thing with dogs. I get presents at front door all the time.
Yeah, that's what she would do, yeah. Because she has to, you know, show you that she's taking care of you and what she's capable of. The dog's name, please.
Lady.
Why not? Let's see, 11, 12, 15. That is a 6. Oh, this dog likes to be around people who are fun and play games. Both of these animals are intelligent but don't always use their intelligence. They can be sneaky, both of them, when they're upset. The number 8 dog, what's his name?
Awachi. It's
O-W-A-T-C-H-E-E. Is that an Native American name?
Yes. It means wolf.
Okay. Okay, I got it. This is a wonderful name for an animal. This should be a wonderful animal. Would you consider this an incredibly wonderful animal?
Yes, he is.
Unusually wonderful, strong, family conscious, able to handle surprises, walks into adventures and handles them. I mean, hopefully this would be, you know, your alpha dog, because this is a sane dog.
He is.
Anyway, this is a wonderful name for a pet, Jan. It really is. 5'10". I'm adding as I go along, 5'10", 11, 15. Yeah, this has a natural instinct. It's inner feelings go toward protection for family. It loves food. The only thing you might find here is it might get overweight if it doesn't have enough exercise. I'd also watch out for sugar. Don't ever give this creature sugar, ever, ever, ever.
Well, he's 12 years old now. He was our son's dog, and he's 12 years old. He's getting a little old now. He's starting to get the cataracts, and he's feeling his age.
Yeah, well, yes, but he won't lose his trait of responsibility and step in and get involved, no matter how old he is.
No,
even
he still
with the
does
cat.
That. He's still very much a protector. He protects the family at all costs.
Yeah. That is his strongest trait. And all he would like from you, if he could talk to you, he would say, I'll step in and assume responsibility. You make me comfortable and love me. Of course, you know, I'll follow you into the shower. I'll follow you everywhere because to your pet, there's no place like home when it comes to his natural instincts. He's a strong animal and protective, but that's his feeling towards you, so he'll always get involved.
Now, our 7 dog is the one that is just absolutely so loving.
Really?
What's the name?
It's unusual. What's the name?
Chance.
Could you spell that, please?
C-H-A-N-C-E. We found
Chance.
Him in a trash dumpster that was being dumped, and we saved him, so we called him Chance. Because he had
a chance
at life.
Very
nice. I love it.
Great name. Great name. From what I can see, the name is a 7, which only shows you the talents, you know, or how the dog would act each day. But the point of view of this, so he likes children, wants to be around playful things, wants some freedom. From what I can see, this is the same natural instinct of relationships inside this animal, you know, is this feeling of the same feeling that all your animals seem to have, wanting love, wanting to get love and give love. as far as the number seven name goes, it only tells us that this is probably, this animal should really not like loud noises. It should really get upset by a, if you bang a spoon against a pot or something like that. It would almost jump or run and hide and escape, because the number seven is an analyst. It likes to observe everything rather than, you know, if anything's noisy or too much, like, you know how when children play, they scream and run and play? Did Chance get involved?
We just had a grandbaby, and he does not like when she cries.
Okay. This is a trait of the number seven name. If Chance were to speak to you, he'd say, "I'll run and hide to escape the noise and confusion. Just let me rest and watch you play. Dig in the dirt? I never break my nails," says Chance, because he has introspection, he's regal, he's inscrutable, and there's a part of him that just doesn't want the noise and confusion, you know, that often will surround him.
But he's extremely he's all of that, but he's extremely playful as well.
Well, he'll stick his nose in things to be playful, but I don't think he'll stay with noise and confusion too much. His point of view is pretty youthful, too. He should be pretty perky to look at.
He is.
You know, but, you know, like in motion, moving. I mean, this is a beautiful animal, but more intelligent than your other animals.
Very intelligent.
Believe it or not.
Yeah. I would have to say that.
Yeah, this
and
is your animal.
And probably a little psychic as well, I have to say.
Yeah.
And probably psychic.
Yeah.
Well, I hope we've covered your whole family there.
For those, but I did have a question for Allison. Allison, if I put in for two job postings, and I need to know which direction I am heading, would it be Charleston, South Carolina, or Chattanooga, Tennessee?
Ah, I see. Well, I'll tell you what, okay? You've got my card, and you've got, you know where my website is, and you know where my phone number is, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
So why don't you give me a buzz tomorrow?
Okay.
Okay?
No problem.
I'm free. I've got some readings in the morning, but I'm free in the afternoon, so if you get a chance, give me a buzz. I'll pull your chart. We'll discuss, okay?
Okay. Not a problem.
All right, then. Talk to you
tomorrow. You have a great day. It was nice meeting you, Ellen.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks
Bye-bye.
For calling, Jan. Nice talking to you.
Well, do you have any idea where we were, Allison? Had we gotten to the number three?
Have we? I don't think that we got to the number three, but we are kind of bouncing around. I mean, we've talked about the seven, the five, and the six, and the eight. So, but to talk a little bit about three.
The number three, my first Yorkie, Freddie, had a lot of number three traits. He is the only animal I've ever known, you know, Yorkies have long hair, who loved to be brushed because he knew how beautiful he was, and he'd run to the long mirror, and he'd twirl around to look at himself. Okay? And I always thought if Freddie could talk to me as typical number three traits inside of him, you know, it was the dress me up and show me off. But his, you know, because the number three says, you know, of course I'm talking to you. Don't expect me to play with one toy all day. And these are the pets that actually can speak words. They love fancy collars. They're saucy. They're charming. They have very cute habits. And they really can talk.
Wonderful. I think we have another caller, though, Ellen. So who's calling?
Okay. Hi, this is Gail in Kansas.
Hi, Gail in Kansas.
Hi.
What can we do for you?
I was wondering if you could, I don't know, I'm pretty depressed tonight.
Okay.
Because I just lost my Pomeranian and my poodle last week.
Oh, I'm so sorry, dear.
Yeah, to the dog food poisoning, you know, the dog
my
food
goodness.
Recall.
Oh, sorry.
And Buttons was a poodle a year and a half old, and Lady's a Pomeranian, and she was four.
The Buttons was a three. You spelled it Buttons?
Mm-hmm, just like a button on your shirt with an S.
Okay, and then Lady.
That's a three. Yeah, okay. Buttons is a three, and Lady is a six. Those names are wonderful names for pets. I'm sorry that their destinies put them in the way of this poisoning.
I know.
And I know there's no way. I am so sorry for your loss. I truly am. It's a
Buttons
very,
was still
very
wagging her
thing.
Tail the day she died. My little poodle, she was wagging her tail that day. She wanted to live so much.
Wow, darling.
Sweetheart, there's always a reason. I hate to give you this thing, but there's always a reason for everything. And you'll know the reason. This had to happen for some reason, although right at the moment, I think neither you or I can figure it out, okay?
Yeah.
Look, Gail, you're a highly intelligent girl. How do you spell your name? G-A-I-L or G-A-Y?
G-A-Y.
How do you
spell it? G-A-Y-L-A.
G-A-Y-L-E?
G-A-Y-L-A.
L-A, Gala.
Like
okay.
A gala affair?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're basically a pretty independent person and you can handle this. Your point of view is intelligent enough to realize, and you're spiritual in your point of view.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, absolutely. And I know you're very, very sensitive. The name Gala tells me that this has cut you, hurt you to the core, and you were very, very, very intimately attached to your pets.
Yeah.
Are you thinking of getting, of replacing them? Of course, you can't replace them, but are you thinking of getting other pets shortly?
Oh, I have others, and I do rescue work.
Okay, then you do have others. Good.
Yeah.
Good, because you need
and
to
I'm
have
And I'm in a class action lawsuit against the menu, the dog food place that's been supplying all of this melamine-infested wheat gluten and rice protein.
Well,
I'm in a class action lawsuit against them, too. I have spent thousands of dollars trying to save it to no avail.
How did your dogs have the kidney failure?
Yes.
I just wanted to ask.
Yeah, kidney failure, honey. Yeah.
Oh, dear.
It was to the Diamond Dog Food that's not even on the list.
Oh, really? What one was that? Is it
The Maintenance Diamond Dog Food. Although that's the same dog food that they claimed 3 weeks ago or 2 weeks ago was in the pig food and the chicken food because Diamond supplied the leftover scraps of the cat and dog food because of all the sediment, you know, comes from the dry, and they sell it on to the pig farmers and the chicken farmers. And then they quarantined, I forget how many thousands of pigs in like 13 states and chickens too. And then all of a sudden last week they come out and they said, oh, well, they're going to unquarantine them and it's fine to eat them, even though they've ate the melamine, you know, cat and dog food.
You know,
I will say this, I
wouldn't
eat any of the kidney or livers off of these animals.
Do you mind sharing your... Sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead, Allison.
Well, I was just wanted to make the point that what astounded me, having two pets of my own, was that you absolutely had to check those lists on a daily basis because this thing expanded and expanded and expanded.
Yes.
And half the time, even if you were being conscientious and checking to see what it is you were feeding your animals, you would find inevitably that there was something that turned up that was poisoning them. And so it's just heartbreaking. And I also think that it's just absolute, there's no excuse for this.
No, there isn't. No.
There's none.
No.
And my heart sincerely and truly goes out to you. I can't imagine, I have two dogs of my own, and I just can't imagine your pain. And so I send you much love, okay?
Yes.
Much love.
Thank you so much for calling in, Gail. And good success with getting those jerks who did this.
Yeah,
it's not so much about doing it for Buttons or Lady, but to hold their feet to the fire and make them be accountable. I think that everybody that's a pet owner, ladies, I think we all...
Gail, you may do some good for the future.
I think that we should push that they have nothing but human-grade ingredients go into the dog foods. Most of the preservatives and most of the ingredients that go into our cat and dog food today are what they call sub-human standards. In case you didn't know that.
I hear you. I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
So maybe, you know, in the long run, your love of your animals can be the catalyst for you taking a stand with this and in the long run doing something about it, which may in all actuality be part of your mission. So I know that sometimes it's hard to understand, but quite often our experiences, whether they're adverse or not, are actually catalysts for our soul growth and catalysts to get us to do what we came to do. So perhaps this is part of your love of those animals and wanting to hold someone accountable really may very well be part of why you're here. So I really wish you nothing but the best and blessings on your your venture, and I hope you get justice.
You ladies have a good evening.
Right. Yeah, good luck. We have to get back to Ace to Zumo and possibly head towards Betty Bye.
Well, you know what, dear?
We're getting to that time.
Well, you know what I want to do is number one, Alan, please tell everyone your website. And also, where do they get a hold of the book? Can they get it from your website?
Oh, from Ace to Zumo. No. From Ace to Zumo is a Simon & Schuster Publishers book. It's on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, any of the websites that sell books. Any major bookseller in the world sells the book. So just remember, From Ace to Zumo by Ellen Dodge, Simon & Schuster Publishers. And it's $11.95 without Amazon's discount. So, you know, it's got a lot. Really, I'm amazed the price they put on. And it's a lot of information in it. It's a reference book. It is a reference dictionary plus. And plus you can figure out people's names from this too, people's personalities.
Well, you actually, you encourage people to actually look at their name and see if it's compatible with the animals, and you have compatibility ratings in there, and that's wonderful. And the other thing, I mean, I only got 1 minute, so I'm going to talk really fast here. I think what's really wonderful, this is a great gift item for someone that has a new dog or someone that's thinking about getting a dog. This is a wonderful, wonderful book that would be of interest. I can see it being passed around at the office and people enjoying it. It's a lot of fun. It's well written. Your sense of humor came through in it, Ellen. It's delightful. And so I would buy this for a gift for dog lovers. I think they should have a copy in every SPCA in America too.
You're wonderful. Now tonight, tell PetSmart and all those other places that too. Listen, I'm going to say, I've got to thank you all very, very much for helping me share the information about From Ace to Zumo tonight. I'm very excited about it, and I appreciate you having me on with it.
Anytime, Ellen, and I'm so glad that you join us on a monthly basis because we love you. But it's time for us to go. So, this is Allison and Ellen. And we are wishing you all a really wonderful night. Thanks for joining us. And I think it's News for the Soul is up next. Good night, Ellen.
Good night, Allison.
Bye. See you guys later.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.